Yippers.
Mine is... Yeah, that's okay. Oh, no, I'm excited about something. Is it clipping? No, it's okay.
My baloney has a first name.
What's that?
I said my baloney has a first name.
It's almost C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R. That's no jumbo, though.
Wow. Donkey Teeth was begging for it to be open, but...
Yeah.
Old man Sartuk for the win. Feet.
Yeah, he was not prepared. Teeth was not prepared.
He was prepared at 9 o'clock. He just got unprepared by 9:03.
All right, we ready to roll? I think we got stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm still ready.
Mr. Beltramatic.
I'm just need to close this window and stop looking at travel plans.
Okay.
But the other stuff's all ready.
Already. Greetings, True Believers! Welcome to the 374th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. He is KS72. We got Ian. He's SneakyBeat15. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of March 8th through the 15th here in your 7-day 4-star crowd.
Ah.
Somebody play along.
Oh, I don't know. Right. We had some connectivity issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, when I did the crash sound, stuff fell off my desk.
On the 6th, first you had Red Guardian versus Falcon America. That one was not, that one was pretty easy. Then it had to go Red Guardian versus Ghost, and I had to play that one like 5 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
could not get any red, and I'm like,
Yeah, I didn't have any problem whatsoever. Now, I did have all the colors of AP that I needed, but I did them back-to-back, like, no problem.
Oh. Yeah, I beat up Falcon America, and I'm like, okay, let me go fight Ghost, and she whooped me, and I'm like, all right, I'll try it again tomorrow, and she whooped me again, and I'm like, all right, I'll try it again tomorrow, and she whooped me again, and I was like, can I just get some red? And then finally, when I did it for a second time today, I think, it was red all over the board.
Huh.
So I'm like, oh, all right, I match a big bunch of red, and I just kept punching her in her face until she went away.
Did you give it a try, Ian?
No, I didn't even. I was, all of my participation motivation is wrapped up in the Kang event.
Sure.
Yeah.
After I do that, I could not even bring myself to do more.
That's understandable.
Because it's now moved to the challenging phase where I actually have to try harder.
Yep.
Like before, I could just complete, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, no, it's just a solid kind of fight. No one really does anything, and I'm just doing stuff. And I'm like, it's MODOK, it's a chump, Kang does some stuff. Now I'm like, oh no, I've lost instantly. Oh no, all my characters are away, I'm dead. Oh no, Kang is conquering me.
Well, I can't say that I'm too far. Like, I'm having trouble with my 5-stars. I have lost a few 5-stars. I've not lost a single, match against Kang. But he's taken out a couple on the way. So, I imagine you're having a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, okay. Wait, he's gone? My guy's just gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it. Well, next weekend, you got not a good matchup for you again there. Mm-mm. You got the Loki Gator against, some rando. But your 204 Loki might not be the correct.
Right. I was going to say, Red Guardian's going to be a struggle at 1-3-2. So, yeah, it looks like two rough goes of it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this boss event, which came out of nowhere. I didn't know this was happening. I was like, wait, boss event on a Monday? What is up with this?
I've reevaluated it. I think I love it.
Okay.
It's challenging. The weekend, I like to do things on the weekend. That's my chance to get, either have fun or get things done. I don't have time for Puzzle Quest. Now, it's the start of the week. I'm just grinding through my week like a typical drone. Every minute's worse than the last. And I'm like, oh, Puzzle Quest, I remember you. So I like it on a Monday. That's my early call. I didn't at first, but I like it better now.
Okay. We got this Kang boss event. That'll get you some Ant-Man, Wasp, and Wong. And on the Alliance side, it's 3 Kang, 3 Ant-Man, and a Wong. So if you get your max progression there, you get a couple of Wong. I need more Wong.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Puzzle Gauntlet is back, and it's the, what I like to call the Get Lucky version.
Yeah.
Because, ugh. I only played those last two, but man, you have to get one is what, a charge tile at each corner, and the other one is a column full of strength tiles?
Well, it's fortified tile.
Okay, yeah. And yeah, column full of strike tiles. And I'm like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one is.
I hate this so much.
My problem with the strike tile column is I destroy them. I get so many strike tiles out there, and I just kill them off before they line up in a single column.
Sure. Part of the challenge.
The other one, I
what do I get for completing it?
Oh, that's a good question. What was the support?
I've already forgotten.
Oh, it was a Stormbringer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that Thor's hammer? The new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Samurai and Perandiac say Stormbringers.
Okay.
Perandiac also says that.
He knows his stuff.
That's true. Storyline, you got Lost in Time is going to be coming up. That'll get you Doom, a Deathlock, and some Rai-Rai. Placement is Ancient Venom and some shards for the brand new 5-star we'll talk about here shortly. PvP land, it's between seasons. But the PvP event right now is Grey Matter, which is the Teen Gene. That'll get you Iron Fist and Teen Gene. Placement there is Loki Gator and some arcade shards. So in the new character selection here, Ian, you got not one, but two new magics.
I know, I can't believe it. Like, so the clue was excellent. And had I dreamed that this were possible, that would have been, it still wouldn't have been my first guess. She lives in limbo, not hell.
Yep.
That is not accurate at all. I don't like that clue at all. Boo!
So the 3-star is called the Dark Child.
Yeah.
Magic 3-star villain, hero, X-Men, mutant, supernatural.
Nice.
Appears to be a black, red, and purple combination. And boy, there's lots of stuff to read. The Black Power passive starts out as Drag Me to Limbo. Again, Ian, there you go. Not hell. Limbo.
Right. The clue very specifically was, wasn't it Hell's Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It.
That's the second time.
Yeah, you better beep Ian.
Oh, geez. Did I curse twice?
No.
Yes. Yes. No.
Craig did the first time. I did.
The black black starts out as a passive. If you start a turn with more than 10 black, magic teleports the battle into limbo, reshuffling the board. Well, that's a negative already. Once there, she's okay. While your team has more than 0 black AP, magic's powers are replaced by new powers. Black matches do 50% more damage. Up at level 5, black matches do 250% more damage. After you go taken to Limbo, the power becomes the Dragon Queen of Limbo. Her teammates suffer 28 points of damage each turn they're in Limbo. If you have 0 black AP magic, 0 black AP, magic's powers revert to her original powers. But while you're in Limbo, all matches do 50% more damage. As you level up the damage, your teammates increases, but also do the damages. So while your team's only taking at max 140 damage, all your matches are doing 250% more damage. That could really add up with 5-star match damage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of an interesting twist on that power there. The red power for 6 red. The Soul Sword. Deal some damage. Very minimal. Deal 84 damage. Convert 2 random basic tiles to black strength tiles of strength 11 and convert 1 enemy special tile into a black tile. A lot of words here. As you go up in level, you're converting 4 random basic tiles, at the top, you're converting 3 enemy special tiles into black. So you're getting some stuff, but taking away their specials. For only 6, that's a bargain. You could take away 3 enemy special tiles for 6 red. I like that. The Corrupted Soul Sword, which is 6 red. How do you get that?
I don't
know. Why am I not saying how you get the corrupted version? Huh. The corrupted one says a deal permanent damage, 323 permanent damage, ignoring enemy protect tiles, destroying 1 enemy special tile. This power drains up to 2 black AP. Passive at the start of your turn, if one does not exist, create a 3-turn repeater tile that creates 3 strength 78 strength tiles. But I'm not seeing what makes the sword corrupted. Am I missing something?
Well,
I'm only listening. I'm not reading along.
I don't see it.
Is there a sentence on the screen I'm not seeing?
Yeah, I'm at the same point.
Like, usually, I quite often, tend to skip important parts of these things, but Man, I'm really not seeing it. Okay, well, when it gets to level 5, however you get it, it deals 740 permanent damage and destroys 4 enemy special tiles while creating 4 strike tiles for your side.
So normally when it has multiple thing for a power, it says, if blah blah blah, then this becomes Corrupted Soul Sword.
No.
There's nothing that references that. Like, there's nothing on the page. So, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's move on to purple. Dark Magic, 6 purple. Deal 167 damage, convert 4 random basic tiles into black. Passively, when the enemy team makes a black match, Magic's team also gains 1 black. Magic takes 20% less match damage and ability damage from supernatural enemies. As you go up in level, at level 5, she's converting 7 random basic tiles and taking 45% less damage.
So I found it. It's the black passive. Once you get 10 black AP, she teleports to Limbo, reshuffling the board when she's there, and your team has, your team has more than 0 black AP, her powers are replaced by new powers. So all of her powers switch at once.
Oh, good deal. Good job there, Ray. Oh, so the second purple then is called Dark Child Magic, still 6 purple. Deal damage and convert 1 random basic tile to a critical tile. This power also drains 2 black. Passively, when the enemy team makes a match and Dark Child's strongest colors or friendly AP is destroyed or stolen, Dark Child casts a counter curse that deals damage and accumulates a charge.
Okay.
At the start of her turn, Dark Child converts 1 random basic tile to a critical tile per accumulated charge. Dark Child takes 30% less match and ability damage from supernatural enemies. At level 5, you're converting 3 random basic tiles to criticals.
Wow.
3 criticals for 6 purple?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's when they do something. When the enemy team makes a match and your Dark Child's strongest colors or friendly AP is destroyed or stolen, you get the charges. So all they have to do is make a match in my color, and I get to make 3 criticals?
I appreciate the fact that they put a lot of work into this, and I also appreciate the fact that Magic isn't just a straightforward I do damage kind of character, but I am thoroughly confused and don't know how this works.
When the enemy team makes a match and Dark Child's strongest colors or friendly AP is destroyed or stolen, it says, cast a counter curse that accumulates a charge and start a turn, convert 1 random base tile to critical tile per accumulated charge. So, are you telling me that, like, multiple matches into this, if they're matching my biggest color turn after turn after turn, I can get, like, 6-7 of these charges, and all the charges are making 3 criticals? Is that's what they're saying?
I don't know, dude.
That seems insane if that's true.
That seems wrong, but that does. I am reading it the same way you are.
Huh. Boy. Okay. There's a feeder flow update here. So, as 3-star Colossus feeds 4-star magic, 3-star magic also feeds 4-star magic, and also feeds Morbius, it appears. 4-star magic feeds 5-star magic and 5-star Hela.
Okay.
All right, so what do we got? The Lost in Time is going to run starting tomorrow to the 13th.
Wait, that was only one of the... That they're both the same? No. They both have the same power set?
No, I didn't get to the 5-star one yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you had gone off in a different direction, like you'd already resolved all the things and we're talking about new news.
No, this is still is still the 3-star release thing, it says here.
Holy moly.
Lost in 10, they're the... Well, I guess this is for both, it looks like, at the bottom. The 5-star version gets... All right, so we can cover that at the end, I guess. All right, sure. We'll skip ahead to the 5-star. She is a hero, X-Men, mutant, supernatural phoenix type. Again, black, red, purple. Limbo on Earth is what the black is called this time, 7 black AP. Create 2-turn red demon repeater tiles that deal damage to a random enemy. Max of 3, plus 2 each time this ability is used. Passive, at the start of the battle, Magic creates 1-2-turn red random demon repeater, I can't use any of those words. Red demon repeater tile, man. For each demon on the board, the demon tiles deal 5% more damage. Whenever a demon tile is matched, 2 more demons rush in to replace it. So up at level 5, you're creating 3 demons with plus 5 max demons, with all demon tiles doing 25% more damage per demon tile. It's kind of like the swarm tokens or something, right? They kind of, right? As you get more of those, good things happen.
The more demons that are on the board, the better things are. That seems weird.
That's right. Well, sure. Depends what character you're playing.
Right.
The red power, soul sword, 6 red. Deal 1100 permanent damage, ignoring enemy projectiles and destroying an enemy special. Then create a 2-turn repeater tile that does more permanent damage. Passively, magic smashes deal 10% extra permanent damage. Wow, a lot of permanent damage going on here. There's the repeater tile deals, as you go up in level, does more damage. Matches are going to deal 35% more permanent damage at level 5. That could really stack up. The purple, Phoenix Claws, 6 purple. Man, these 6-point powers are really nice. Deal permanent damage to the enemy team. Ooh. And destroy 2 AP in the enemy team's strongest color. Passively, magic takes 30% less match and ability damage from supernatural enemies. As you go up in level, the damage is more and the damage reduction is more. But boy, an AoE that does permanent damage.
Right. It's not a lot, but...
Yeah. Probably also because you're probably going to want this as a 5-5-3, right? Because, she's only going to... That damage reduction only helps versus supernatural things.
Right.
So you're probably better off doing more demons and more sword cuts. Okay. We went over the feeders. All right, so we'll get to the release things. Lost in Time, running the 9th to the 13th. Magic Phoenix 5 version, shards and event tokens and placement. Event token in progression and alliance rewards. In Fight for Wakanda, in placement, shards and event token in progression. There's a legendary token and event token in alliance rewards. In the Gray Matter Versus, we talked about that earlier, in placement there. The Versus for 3 stars called Dark Child Rising. Magic Phoenix 5 shards and placement rewards, event token, magic Dark Child in progression. And then there is the Flames of Limbo, running the 12th to the 15th, where you get a Phoenix 5 magic event token in progression rewards there. The Essential Magic Power Store runs the 9th through the 13th. Chance to get Magic Phoenix 5 there. And then there's the Dark Magic Woman Vault, running the 16th through the 19th. Chance to get Phoenix 5 there. Increased chances in 10 and 40 pulls. The 40 item vault as a Limbo Legendary Store token. A 4-star Professor X in there. And then the Limbo Legendary Store... 15% chance to get Phoenix Magic, 15% chance to get Colossus Phoenix, and Kitty Pride. But why not the other Phoenix person?
Right.
Why not Scott?
He gets included too often.
So
he got kicked out.
What about what's her name? The White Queen. No, the White Queen's got a Phoenix person, right?
Right. So does this mean that you're a 5-3 away from Glory, right, Craig?
I think so.
Yes. Okay.
That was going to be my question as well.
We have 4 members of the Phoenix 5, correct?
That's right. You got all but the good one.
Okay. Yeah, we got the best one. Magic.
Yep.
Just in case anybody is wondering, Namor is the 5th.
Imperius Rex. So, there you go, Ian. A double dose of magic for you. So that's exciting.
Yeah, what a fun surprise.
Yeah. That's what I got for news. You guys got any news?
No, other than Monday boss event.
Yeah, spring break week here in good old Happy Valley.
Oh, that's still a thing?
Yeah, so it's, parking garages are empty. It's kind of nice.
I did go see the movie this weekend, Quantumania.
Quantumania?
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying, what movie?
Yeah, it's way better than Craig lets you believe.
Okay.
You should, it's an Ant-Man movie, so... Is it trying to be too funny? Yes. Is it not really at all what you want from, that story in the comics? Sure. But is it a solid Marvel movie? Yeah, it's a solid Marvel movie. There's a few things I don't like, but, it's all right.
It's better than a Thor movie.
My God, yes.
because that movie it tried so hard with the one, every line was a one-liner joke, and it was just shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, Thor: Love and Thunder was just cringe the entire time.
Oh, it's terrible.
There were a few cringy jokes in this, but it was good. It was solid, solid to play.
Yeah, I really just did not need the speech from Girl to MODOK. Okay. She told him she's like, don't be a D-bag, and I'm like, really? We needed that speech in this movie?
Okay, that's what you had a problem with. All right.
I didn't like it. I'm like, it just seemed pointless. All right, was that it?
Yeah. Right,
somehow,
I think
we got a Roy Kent champ broke out in the Discord.
Yeah, well, Roy Kent appeared at the end of Love and Thunder, and in my mind, that was the best part of the movie, so...
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, I can't argue with that.
It was Roy Kent. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he is here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, all sorts of places.
All right, let's move on to this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Holy smokes.
Psycho Pete returns.
Let's, wake myself up. I'm back on the show. That was a lot of magic information. Yeah. Let's talk about her brother. Yet another fine member of the Phoenix Five. Five-star Phoenix Five Colossus. Yellow, black, and blue character. His yellow is a passive ability. Zero yellow AP. Colossus's match damage is increased by 70%. And Colossus's allies take 46% less damage. This scales up to an increase of 126% and allies taking 83% less damage. Wow, that seems potent.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, that's kind of his whole shtick, so I can dig that. Let's see. 6 black AP for purification. Colossus deals 2,109 damage and creates 2 strength 78 enemy strike tiles. If Colossus is already in front, add an additional 1,406 damage. Scaling up to fighting levels, Colossus is dealing 11,555 damage, plus an additional 7,703 damage if he is already in front. Enemy strike tiles created are strength... Oh, he's creating enemy strike tiles at this point, and they are strength 197. Neutralization, 9 blue AP. Remove a chosen enemy special tile, then deal 317 damage. Okay, and that scales up. You add, it also removes up to one other enemy special tile and deals 3,819 damage. All right, so that yellow thing, his preservation has to be, let me see. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say has to be. It's just his best ability. And yeah. It just keeps getting better the more levels of it you have, so that's got to be a 5.
Is that the one where he grows the flower at the start of the fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me reread these other ones. I mean, it's got to be 5-5-3, unless I'm way missing something about him neutralizing stuff.
No, you're absolutely correct. The internet says 5-5-3.
Yeah, it's got to be. That last ability is very specific and expensive. Those other ones are just tons of damage. Tons of extra damage. Man, whew, that's some quality Colossus right there. But he is, yeah, famously, people don't love it when he shows up boosted in PvP.
Yeah, normally because they put you know, 5-star Wanda with him, and he protects her, you know, with so much damage prevent, and she gets real annoying. You know, if she's boosted at the same time, ugh.
74% of the people who on Game Pentium... 74% say 5-5-3. So.
That seems correct.
That's substantial.
I also love the cover art that they chose. With Magic riding on Colossus's shoulders like souped up Master Blaster. Who runs Limbo? Master Blaster runs Limbo.
Who rule Barda Town?
Embargo over.
Now, for some reason, I have him at a 5-4-4. I don't really know why at all. It's probably 75% how it fell.
3 and 4 dentists disagree. 5-5-3 is the way to go with Phoenix 5 Colossus. That's what Sunny and Xandar.
Okay. This week, acting, thank ya! Ian, who we got this week?
All right. This week, let me see. Okay, so it's Ray this week. And Ray will be telling us all about Matthew McConaughey in his version of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So here's the thing. I don't really like my answer, but I can't think of anything better for him. So the only thing that I got is Gambit. I think he would make a good Gambit. He can probably do a pretty good Cajun accent. I mean, he's got the Southern accent.
Have you ever seen Mud?
I have not seen Mud.
Okay. I'm imagining him work some of that into the origins of his Gambit character. But yeah, that's fine. I don't hate that.
He's got he can get the look really easily, you know.
Sure.
To me, it fit, and I can't think of anything better.
No, I think it'd be good. I think he could pull on a little bit of his True Detective Louisiana mm-hmm. cop.
Yep.
Mixed with a little bit of Creole, and he'll be good right. to go. All right. Craig,
well,
tell me more about Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, if you look at my note in the script, I also chose Gambit.
Oh, really?
yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought he could pull off the accent. I think that, you know, the that kind of attitude that he can bring to a role, to me fits a the way Gambit carries himself.
Mm.
You know, I think he, you know, he's got the, I don't know, what is it, suave de vie, one of the words? You know?
That's a word.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think he can do the accent. I think he could pull off, you know, because Gambit's, you know, supposed to be, you know, got some sexy times going, and I think he could pull that off.
Ha. Huh. All right. I like that. I went in a totally different direction.
All right.
After these two Gambit stories, I like my answer even less, but for some reason, in my mind, Matthew McConaughey is Sentry.
Hmm. Interesting.
Maybe the Matthew McConaughey in my mind is a little younger than current Matthew McConaughey, but I like him as the tortured wannabe hero that always makes bad choices.
I kind of get that, though. I don't know if his physique is there, but...
No, I agree. Again, I told you, Matthew McConaughey in my mind is a lot younger than Matthew McConaughey in reality. I don't always consider that when I'm doing the casting.
Samurai says that those tummy cramps do not make him feel all right, all right, all right.
No, they do not. So there we have two Gambits and one Sentry. Possible future for Matthew McConaughey in the MCU.
All right. Who's on the comment list for next week? What we got?
Next week, we will be casting a Mr. Tom Hanks in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'm going to have to think about that one. Yeah. All right. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Thespify.
Still the worst sponsor on this show.
By far.
Willie, have you got any mail?
A little bit. So first, I don't. He's not here, so he can't answer. But I just got an update earlier today that on episode 15 of Puzzle Warriors 3 on YouTube, Alpha commented and said, happy 15 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm confused because I think this is a very old comment that's been there for a long time, but I just got an email about it. So now I'm really confused as to what did he just comment about happy 15 episodes?
That's
Why
crazy.
Would he?
I didn't
have...
even know we had it. Do we actually have episodes on YouTube?
Oh yeah, they're I put them up on YouTube. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah, I put them everywhere.
I can't believe
you know, just so it's convenient.
I can't believe it's 7 years ago already. Thanks for the comment, Alpha.
So I thought I'd mention that. Also, let's go over to the D3 forums. T. Deja Author says there actually was a mutant superhero group called Hell's Bells that fought X-Factor during Peter David's initial run. There were four of them, and the only ones I remember clearly, there was an invisible character called Vague. That's awful. I think there was also a fire-based character named Briquette.
Really?
No.
Puzzle Quest has been going obscure, but I don't think they go that obscure. There's a good chance that it might be Selene, as she is a black queen of the Hellfire Club. Or it could be Batroc Jr., Batroc's daughter, who was sent to hell when ultra-obscure character Terror Inc., seriously, he had his own comic, drop-kicked her off a skyscraper. Well, no, it's all wrong. And if they were to put Batroc Jr. in before Batroc, I mean, come on. That would just be bad.
Yeah, that would be awkward. I mean, clearly, I just feel so salty because I felt so strong. Satana Hellstrom is clearly the answer to that clue. It's even in her name. Did you ever watch her show, Craig? Is it any good?
I enjoyed Hellstrom. I thought it was decent.
Okay.
TJJ Author did also say, I do buy canned soda in the 12-pack because it's just cheaper than buying it as needed. Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And while Mountain Dew is not as caffeinated as some other sodas, it does contain a combination of additives that affects the human brain and something called a Mountain Dew mind Drinking excessive dew causes headaches and inability to concentrate. The effect is so alarmingly potent that it is banned in some European countries. That sounds like a old wives' tale, but I don't know. Maybe.
It does sound like an urban legend.
Yeah. Thanks, Teeth. I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
He also had a comment about Disney, and I'm just not going to read it. So if you want to go to the D3 forums, you can ask him why. Auberman said Dark Beast power. Oh, right. We were all confused about Dark Beast and how to use them. Dark Beast's power set is geared around amping up his black passive. Here's the general flow. His match damage is increased for having black AP. If you match a friendly special, you gain 3 extra AP. Both the blue active and black passive put out special black tiles, and the green active creates blue charge tiles to fuel the blue active. All right, so there you go. He says, I once suggested a synergy segment using Dark Beast, Katie Pride, and Robin Sparkles. That was centered around some of his kit. Mainly, it was suggested to try and use some of the new 4-stars at the time that hadn't been featured in the segment yet, but it was actually pretty decent for 4-star land. And if you want a reference, it is on page 22 of the synergy segment. Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Regarding Matthew McConaughey, this is a tough one. Maybe the old Western version of Ghost Rider, the horse riding one whose name I can't remember. Sure. I don't know the character around that Ghost Rider, so yeah, sure. If not him, then maybe Dum Dum Duggan, no relation. And 626 Aussie said, oh my god, Mel Brooks finally made History of the World Part 2. Well, thanks for sharing that on anybody who reads the post in the subreddit and doesn't listen to the podcast. But he included the trailer to the History of the World Part 2. So there you go. That's on nice. The subreddit. And Stink Palm is talking about Maggie Gyllenhaal. Says she strikes me similarly to Vera Farmiga, would be a brilliant Madam Web. Also, could we also look at them cast as Lilandra? And I had to look this up. She is apparently Majestrix.
Isn't she the queen of the bird people that Charles was dating for a long time?
Maybe. She was somehow involved when Galactus attacked the Shi'ar throne world. Is she Shi'ar?
Yeah.
Oh, I see who she is. Yep, absolutely.
Right? That's Charles's girlfriend, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. I mean, physically, just looking at the image that's on the Wikipedia, yeah, I can definitely see Maggie Gyllenhaal there.
Yep, for sure. I love it, actually.
All right, so there you go. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Okay, once again then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump. You up.
All right, friends, here we go once again.
Take a deep breath. You're going to need lots of oxygen.
The segment is going to be short-lived if this keeps happening. I'm not reading 30 names a week. I wish there were only 30 names on here. All right. 3-star boosted characters. Arcade's kind of new. I'm going to skip him. Kamala Khan, her green AoE is boosted. Recently reworked Psylocke. Red and black deal more damage. Black Widow, green AoE is boosted. Red damage is boosted. Doctor Strange retaliation is boosted, as is the damage done by his Crimson Bands. Squirrels, bigger protectiles, and nuts from above, more damage. Emma's new, I don't know what you do. Elektra, I just don't remember. Wolverine, Patch is pretty good. He does some stabbing and some healing. All that's boosted. Alright, oh man, Agent Coulson. The damage he does before he swaps his tiles and electrifies them is going to be increased, as is some of the damage components of his counter and tiles that come out with his yellow. His blue might do damage. I don't really know what that power does. No one uses it. Maybe the passive component will deal more damage. All right, who's doing stuff now? See if I can even recognize them. Blob, I've heard of him. More healing, countdown tile damage is increased, bigger protect tiles. I'll pass on Echo, I'll pass on Gwenpool. Kingpin, I've heard of him. His big pokey finger does more AoE, and his minions deal more damage and create better better special tiles. The totally not brand new magic. Her Slay Sorcery does more damage, and her Eldritch Armor does more protecting. Who else is on here that I know and enjoy? Ooh, Valkyrie. Dragon Fang Fury, consecutive attacks. Everyone likes those. Bigger strike tiles. And it's harder to activate Bounty Hunter. Some other people who are boosted, Misty Knight, Maria Hill, Mantis, Nebula, and good old Nova. Now, the mighty five stars, their ever-growing list. Let's see who they are and what they do. Abigail Brand is on here. So that means peak performance is going to deal more damage, burn notice, stronger attack tiles, and a passive that gives her a better health boost. I better scroll up. I don't know who this is.
Daredevil,
just by reading the abilities. Apparently it's Daredevil?
Yeah.
All right. Bigger strike tiles, self-healing, bonus damage when the enemy is stunned, and countdown tiles deal more damage. Volts, jolts, and bolts. Is that Electro?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Countdown tiles are dealing more damage, more black ability damage, and bigger strike tiles on the bottom row. Oh, and she shrinks down AoE attacks, Quake style, apparently. Jessica Jones, throwing people out of windows, dealing more damage. Those trap tiles add up to a lot of damage, as does the body check. Odin, I remember him. Good dude. Let's see, dealing some extra damage. The amount of incoming damage needs to be a lot higher to make him move to the front and protect all nine realms at once. And his burst healing is increased. Who's this guy? Onslaught. I remember him. He's potent.
He is.
Blue damage and green damage is increased, and larger attack tiles from his purple. I'm going to have to check again. Oh, Cersei. She's all right. She up to? Stronger buffs with the special tiles. Her immortality countdown deals more damage, and bigger strike attack and protect tiles from her cosmic path. This is probably Star-Lord. Milano's blowing up some stuff, and bigger team healing from something good. And lastly, this is, Yelena Belova. So we've got bigger AoE, better trap tile damage, and bigger strike tiles and more damage. There is just too many people to create too many possible combos. So this is a you do you kind of week. Just know that Samurai has lots of suggestions, but they won't fit on this infographic. So this will be your chance to do some experimenting. Not a lot can go wrong with this many boosted characters. So
If I were to pick a few, Jessica Jones's damage will be through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Onslaught with Shang-Chi will just be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Yelena's automatic damage at the beginning of the round, put her with like a Koye or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or put them all together, although Onslaught won't help with those two, but I'm trying.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of good opportunities this week. So that's all we... Nope. Let's just listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Okay, so if Ian survives, Mystify, we'll next go into...
Yeah.
Pop, pop!
Pop, pop!
What do you got?
All right, let's talk a little K-pop, because there is, nothing blowing my socks off this week. I enjoyed them slightly more than last band we reviewed, but today we're going to talk about Tomorrow X Together. I didn't really... TXT is what they're known as. That's what the cool kids are calling them. They are... a five-piece, and I listened to a couple of their tunes. They're just like obviously they're the same genre, same setup. So for them to say, like, that they're a lesser BTS, like, if BTS is in sync, these guys are 98 degrees.
Sure.
They're okay. You know, I'm not interested in their music, and I won't listen to it anymore, but, I wasn't as... off-put as I have been for a couple of these other bands. So, let's talk about something I do enjoy, which is pop. And this week I'm going to be talking about one of my more favorited root beers, and that's IBC. The Independent Breweries Company made IBC root beer, and it was the only one for a long time when I was growing up that came in a glass bottle, and I thought it was just the absolute best. I think they have since been acquired by the Keurig Dr. Pepper company, but the root beer holds up. It's still in the traditional glass bottles, so that makes it even more appealing to me. But yeah, absolutely. It's one of the older root beers available. They've been making it similarly since 1919, so good on them for still keeping it real with IBC root beer. So those are that's a little pop and pop. Thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified. Oh, you got Steam open then. Let's move on.
No, I can't. Oh. I can't split my attention between three things. I can barely do two. One of you will have to start, and I will catch up.
Ray, how many things are you opening?
I believe just one.
All right.
I'm on my way there. So, here we go. It is a four-star. I don't know what that is. Deathlock, apparently.
Whoa.
Assuming control.
Nice.
Is he the new forgotten four-star? Because I had apparently totally didn't know he was there.
There's so many for me. They come out so fast, and I can barely keep up.
So I do have a question. Riri is next out, like, within the next week or so, and Kang is coming in. I have Hitmonkey champed, but is it worth it just to spend all the tokens to get Kang? Because, man, I want Kang.
Sure, get Kang.
I'm going to get, like, a super high-leveled Hitmonkey.
Oh, wait. Oh. So Hitmonkey will still be in there when Kang is in there.
Right. Or do I wait to spend the tokens until Hitmonkey is out?
Yeah. Then you have, what, Wong, Kang, and Magic?
Magic. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. That sounds like a winner. Speaking of winners, my cover go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say.
I'm cracking open a four-star.
It just means that, you know, an extra long wait for Kang. Mm.
Yes. Yep. You will. Yes. I feel like your patience will be rewarded, though. I, on the other hand, got the pledge, Mysterio, taking my Mysterio to a 5-4-4 with a handful of saved covers.
All right. My first one, Teen Gene. Number two, Abomination. Number three, the Black Knight. Four, Vulture. Number five, the Purple. Rai Rai, Will I Am's Oral Assault. Monica Rambeau. Four-star Thanos, and finally, Power Man, Luke Cage, some Fiddle Faddle. So, what was that, one out of eight? So, pretty close to normal there.
Yeah.
Gets my Rai Rai to a 2-2-4. So, thanks to the OG for those picks there. As always, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the Podcast Network?
The Podcast Network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. The Puzzle Warriors 3 are teamed up with several other excellent podcasts to bring you a huge variety of choices. Check them all out at soontobenamednetwork, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Now I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, shoot them to Ray. He will find them in the mailbag and bring them to life. If you got your suggestions for Tom Hanks, send them along, and we'll see what the consensus is. If you want to also throw us a bone, it's coming up on St. Patrick's Day. So you could go to Amazon, buy yourself some green-inspired something or other, and that'll throw some green our way. See how that works?
Yeah. I like what you did there.
That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, what? You call this living? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.